作为人民大会堂的设计师
As the designer of the People's Hall
居然有过20多年的牢狱生活
Actually, he had spent over 20 years in prison
手指都被折断了
Fingers were broken
却在暗无天日的牢里
However, in the dark and desolate prison
悄悄写下了65万字的手稿
Quietly wrote a manuscript of 65,000 words.
他的一生真的和平凡不沾边。
His life was truly extraordinary.
跟着时代的风浪起起落落。
Following the waves of the times.
历经了太多波折。
After experiencing too many setbacks.
却像个在黑暗里独自下雪的人，看着孤独。
It's like a person standing in the dark, alone, watching the snow fall, feeling lonely.
心里却一直有光。
There is always light in my heart.
3次进监狱，前前后后被关了20多年。
Spent more than 20 years in prison 3 times.
断指的藤有多钻心，可想而知。
It's clear that the broken vine is very focused.
在牢里吃馊馒头和鼠蚁作伴
Eating stale bread and potato bugs as companions in prison
可他自始至终都没低过头服过软
But he never bowed or yielded
有人说这么苦的日子换谁都得求饶吧
Some people say that in such hard times everyone would have to give in
可他却特别硬气地说
But he was particularly tough and said,
一个人不能变成一个鬼。
A person cannot become a ghost.
不能说鬼话，说谎言。
You can't say ghosts can't lie.
不管什么时候。
No matter when.
一个人都应该活的是自己。
Each person should live their own life.
并且干净。
And clean.
这句话。就是他撑过所有难的底气。
This is the basis he used to belittle others.
1927年。
1927.
木心生在乌镇的大户人家。
Woodhart was born in a wealthy family in Wuzhen.
他妈妈随手就能拿出明代瓷器收藏。老师。
He could easily get his mother to bring out Ming Dynasty porcelain collectors.
是大名鼎鼎的慈宗夏承焘。
He was the famous Emperor Zong, Zhi Cheng Hao.
就连大文豪茅盾都是他的远房。
Even the great writers have distant relatives.
伯伯从小在茅盾的书房里长大。
Uncle grew up in a chaotic study.
他也立下了小目标。
He also set small goals.
要把历史写得像杜甫的诗一样。
To write history like Du Fu's poems.
好
Okay.
20岁的时候
At the age of 20,
他学画已经很有成就了。
He has already achieved a lot in painting.
本来能安安稳稳过优渥。
Originally, I could have lived a peaceful and stable life.
日子，可他偏不，毅然放弃一切。
He was determined to give up everything.
一个人躲去
Hide.
莫干山隐居大
Mogan Mountain, secluded and grand.
冬天里手脚冻得生疮流脓
In winter, my hands and feet were so cold that they were blistered and bleeding like a cloud.
他也不觉得苦安安静静待了6年。
He didn't think it was right for him to stay in a quiet and peaceful place for 6 years.
一口气写了100多部小说。
I wrote over 100 novels in one go.
可命运就是这么有意思。
It's just so ironic that
没等来名声大噪。
I didn't wait for the fame and fortune.
反而迎来了一堆磨难。
Instead, he encountered a series of difficulties.
就算被关进监狱
Even if I am imprisoned,
他也没被打垮
He didn't give up.
人家让他写检讨。
He made him write an apology.
他就在纸上用米粒大小字，密密麻麻写了65万字的心里话。
He wrote 65,000 words in a dense, cramped handwriting on paper.
捡来废弃的纸片，就偷偷谱曲子，在黑暗里无声地淡莫扎特。
Picking up discarded paper scraps, secretly composing music in the dark.
硬是把绝境过成了自己的小诗意。
Successfully turned a desperate situation into a personal setback.
不过命运也真够残忍。
However, fate is really cruel.
他在牢里的时候。
When he was in prison.
妈妈走了。
Mom is gone.
连最后一面都没见着。
I never saw him again.
金院长，突然要报我一个消息。
Chief, I need your help.
你妈妈死了，就走了。
I'm leaving now.
我一个人哭的。
I can't cry alone.
你是醒不过来。
You can't wake up.
等出狱后，家没了，亲。
After being released from prison, I had no home to return to.
亲人也没了，是
No relatives left.
间再无牵挂。好
There is no more worry in the world.
好在熬到了后来，那个特殊的年代过去了。
Fortunately, the special era eventually passed.
他的才华终于被大家看到，还成了人民大会堂的设计师。
His talent was finally recognized, and he became the designer of the People's Congress Hall.
可就在大家都觉得他要声名鹊起的时候
Just when everyone thought he was about to become famous,
他却转身去了
He turned and left
美国，靠卖画过日子
The United States survives by selling paintings.
没想到他的画还被大英博物馆收藏了。
I didn't expect his paintings to be collected by the British Museum.
成了第一个获此殊荣的中国画家。
Became the first Chinese painter to receive this honor.
到了美国之后
After arriving in the United States.
他发现很多艺术家对文学一窍不通。
He found that many artists were not familiar with literature.
于是就花了5年时间给一群中国学生讲唐诗宋词。
So, it took 5 years to teach a group of Chinese students about Tang and Song dynasties poetry.
戏曲红楼。
Red Chamber Opera.
还有世界文学。聊起这些的时候。
When talking about world literature,
他就像和老朋友聊天一样。
He was like chatting with an old friend.
和嵇康称兄道弟，和屈原隔空唠嗑。
Having a conversation with Zhen Heng, who is like a brother, and chatting with Qun across the distance.
把千年的文学浪漫讲得特别好懂。
Tell the romantic stories of thousands of years in a way that is easy to understand.
5年后
5 years later,
他回到故乡乌镇。
He returned to his hometown, Wushan.
走完了自己的一生。
I have lived my life.
临终前神志不清。
In the final moments, the mind is not clear.
嘴里反复念叨的。却是7个让人心疼的字。
The words that were repeated over and over in his mouth were 7 words that tugged at his heart.
叫他们不要抓我。
Don't let them catch me.
这7个字，藏着他一辈子都没解开的创伤。
These 7 words hold the trauma that he never understood for a lifetime.
也道尽了所有的委屈和心酸。
I also poured out all my grievances and sorrows.
直到他离世后
Until he passed away.
无数读者再三
Countless readers have repeatedly
恳请他的学生陈丹青才将自己5本厚厚的听课笔记
I humbly request that his student, Chen Daking, return the 5 thick notebooks she took during class.
整理成40万字的文学回忆录。
Compile a 400,000 word literary memoir.
让木心的声音得以永远流传。
Let the voice of Mo Xin be forever passed down.
这本文学回忆录藏着木心全部的才华与风骨。
This literary memoir contains all of Wood's talent and wit.
既有对东西方文学的通透。
With a profound understanding of both Eastern and Western literature.
解读。
Interpretation.
也藏着他一生的颠沛与坚守。
It also contains his lifelong wandering and perseverance.
他的文字不刻意雕琢。
His writing is not deliberately crafted.
却字字珠玑。
Carefully crafted.
温润中带着锋芒。
Smooth with a hint of sharpness.
细腻中藏着力量。
Delicate yet resilient.
将自己的审美、思想与人生智慧
Combine one's aesthetic ideas with life wisdom
尽数沉淀其中
Absorb all of it
后来
Later
木心美术馆成了无数人奔赴的精神圣地
The Woodhart Art Museum has become a spiritual sanctuary for countless people
而读懂文学回忆录
Understanding literary memoirs.
便读懂了木心
Understand the wood.
读懂他在绝境中的坚守
Understand his perseverance in the face of adversity.
读懂他不迎合不盲从的清醒
Understand his clear-mindedness, which is not swayed by others.
更读懂一个文人
To better understand a scholar.
穿越颠沛
Cross turmoil
岁月
Tears
依然干净纯粹的精神内核
Still pure and uncorrupted spirit
当我把这书一打开
And when I opened the book
我就爱不释手
I can't stop loving it
完全停不下来
Can't stop
我就一口气在那段时间把两本读完了
I finished reading both books in one go.
很多个话语
Many words.
我都觉得呀，怎么是为我而写的
？I think how could it be written for me?
但是木心的这个文学回忆录
All of the literary memoirs of Mo Yan.
我是很推荐的
I highly recommend it.
非常推荐
Highly recommended.
木心先生有一句话。
Mr. Mu has a saying.
中年就是一个不断的对生活的不顺畅去接纳的过程。
Middle age is a process of accepting the constant dissatisfaction in life.
最近在看书。
Recently started.
你说木心的回忆录。
You said the memory of Jupiter.
他已经通过一种善和原谅。
He has already achieved a good and forgiving.
就是我自己
It's Moxie